It's the Mornings with Ed show, and some days are better than others, man. Let me tell you about today. Today's one of the good ones. I've got the Griswolds live in studio, this band originally from Australia. We are fortunate to have them here for a little while. I got Chris and Lucky here. Brand new single called Nice to Meet You. But even newer than that, you, Laguna Beach, are going to be treated to an even newer single a little bit later on. So let's kick it off, first of all, with Nice to Meet You. From our Julie Lawton studios in beautiful Laguna Beach, these are the Griswolds.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ah, ooh, 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 ah. I'm giving up my phone. I'm throwing out every little thing that I own. Took a hit of gold. I'm feeling like this time anything goes. Anything goes. I tried to put you on. Tried to fit you in my little pocket and carry you around. Show you pretty places in my hometown. There ain't no need to slow down. I've realized I don't need anybody else at all in my life. I'm done of one I came, I saw we know now that there ain't no need to slow down. Woo, 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 come on in, come on in. Ah, na, 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 nice to meet ya. You know you're all right with me. Woo, 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 woo. Fix the broken pieces of my old life. I needed you around, and I can only see it now. It's on my mind. Now I've realized I don't need anybody else at all in my life. I'm done of one I came, I saw we know now that there ain't no need to slow down. No, there ain't no need to slow down. Woo, 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 come on in, come on in. Ah, na, 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 nice to meet ya. You know you're all right with me. Woo, 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 woo. Ah, 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 ah. You know you're all right with me. Ah, 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 ah. Ooh, woo, woo.
Live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. I told you that was the real deal. They've got a show coming up on Monday at the Bardo in Hollywood if you want to see them live, man. I am absolutely glad we've got them here. This song, by the way, you are going to be the first to ever hear this song anywhere. So Laguna Beach, be glad. This song is called Somebody. Once again, please welcome the Griswolds.
All these lies, a sharp as a knife. Don't say that it's over as soon as you're sober. A hole in my lung, a twist in my tongue. I hope I'm someone, I hope I'm somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Oh, these nights, try to apologize. A kiss on a shoulder to just let you know there's a hole in my lung, a twist in my tongue. I hope I'm someone, I hope I'm somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. somebody, somebody to. Sometimes it's hard to make it through. Somebody to you, somebody, somebody to you, somebody, somebody to you, somebody, somebody to you. I'm freaking out, don't walk away. I'm freaking out, don't walk away. I'm freaking out, don't walk away. Don't walk away. Somebody to hold in my lung, a twist in my tongue. I hope I'm someone. I hope I'm somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you.
Griswolds live in our studios. We could not be happier to have them here. And not just fantastic musicians, but a great story to tell. So let's get them into the studio here and talk about that great story. But first, I need you to hear this. This one is called 16 Years.
Thank you.
Yeah, live in studio. We've got the Griswolds with us, Chris and Lucky. And I'm telling you, man, we are lucky. Thanks for being here today, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, this has just been an outstanding live performance, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, man. This is really cool. It didn't take you long to prepare. You just set up and you're flying, man. So thank you for the great live performance,
Thanks for having us. We just have the whole day free now, so this is a good thing.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hang out in a beautiful beach town.
Yeah, we're gonna trip through some fine places here in town after the show, man. Fantastic. We'll set you up right so that you dial this in.
We already frequented a local haunt last night. Yes, we did. The Sandpiper. We spent a good amount of time with our good friend Chuck behind the bar.
Right, Chuck.
It was wonderful.
Chuck has been the owner of the Sandpiper since I was like one
or great.
Two.
We loved him.
We call it the Dirty Bird here in town.
yeah, he's around the Dirty Bird show. Shout outs to Chuck.
We loved it. We played some darts and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great spot. You know, it's the last place you end up in town. As locals, you go through, you go to one bar and then another, and then everyone at 2 a.m, you're at the Dirty Bird, man.
I like it.
It's been the same carpet since 1968, and we love it for that reason. Right there. So you guys are at the Bardot in Hollywood this coming Monday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. We can get tickets at the Bardot and go online and grab tickets there.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's free with RSVP.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. All right. I know our listeners are going to want to catch you live. The brand new single is called Nice to Meet Ya. Mm. Tell me about that song.
It was one written a few months ago with a good friend of mine from a band called The Mowglies.
Okay.
We're another LA-based band, and we were sort of writing this song, and you know, in every single songwriting session, you're always like, where do we start?
Right.
You know, what are we going to write this about? And Josh was actually the one that was like, hey, let's Google like common phrases. I think he put into Google the most common, like, let's search for the most common phrase. And I think Nice to Meet You was like number two on the most common phrases ever used. And now that I've said this, you are going to realize how often you say Nice to Meet You.
Right, like, right. I've got to stop saying it now. Do you remember what number one was?
I actually don't. Probably just hello. I mean, if that's a phrase.
I don't know that it is a phrase, but I think I don't remember is the actual number one phrase.
Where is the bathroom, perhaps?
Yeah, because that phrase you can say in multiple languages and it's always the same. It's the legs running up and down.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, the writing behind this, the second song you did, which was Somebody. Mm. Now, that song isn't even out yet, right?
It is not.
When can the rest of the world find that song?
So that song's officially coming out on October 4th.
Okay.
I think, haven't even announced it on band's socials yet. So
I like it.
You guys are the first ones.
Exclusive.
I love that. It's like Geraldo Rivera going into Al Capone's vault or something. Right? it's that, man. So the writing behind that song in particular, do you collaborate on all the lyrics?
We collaborate on a lot of stuff. Lucky's a fantastic producer, so he's actually stepped up to produce a lot of these new songs that I'm doing. So it's a very collaborative effort.
He almost gave us an aw shucks.
He's too nice. He always talks about me in the nicest way.
it's been a really great experience just to be able to work with friends making this new album. Like I said, you know, I worked with the Mowglies and worked with the next song, Somebody, was co-written by myself, Lucky, and Nick from Walk the Moon.
So
it's just this huge collaboration on this album.
You've also, am I crazy or is Casual Love also help with Autograph? Did they also?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually just their song with me featuring on it.
So, okay.
But we co-wrote that one, and that was, again, another fun experience.
Beautiful.
And I think doing all those kind of things is what actually helped me go, there's a great way to make an album here in terms of just like getting your friends involved and just, you know, calling everyone I knew, and it was just like, I'd be like, oh, hey, Saint Motel, what are you doing today?
Right.
You want to write a song together? Or, you know, like just all these different bands that are around LA and that we've met over the years.
Yeah.
Have kind of all just come together and helped collaborate, make this next Griswolds album.
I'm detecting an accent. Is that Nebraska or is that Ohio?
A little further south.
Right. So Sydney, you're from Sydney, both of you? Okay. Is there a completely different scene in Sydney than Melbourne?
I would say so.
Yeah, pretty much. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's like
LA and San Fran.
Yeah, true. Yeah, little different scenes, but it's such a small scene. We always joke about the Australian or the Sydney music scene.
Right.
before we were in the Griswolds together, we'd played in bands, like either opening for each other or, you know, filling in for each other, being in the same band before. Like everyone, it's so incestuous. Right.
Yeah. It's like the old Parliament Funkadelic groups that used
exactly,
to.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
A rotating,
right.
Rotating lineup of people.
Now you play drums as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a preference, guitar or drums?
I prefer drums because I'm better at it. But
you seem pretty good on guitar in there.
Oh, you're no slouch here.
I've gotten
a lot better thanks to doing stuff like this, which is great. It's a nice little learning curve.
Okay. And Chris, when did you the pipes, that voice is something else, man. Let me just speak for the rest of the audience here.
You.
That voice is something else.
Thank you so much.
When did you find the confidence? Because there has to be a moment where you go.
When
did you find that confidence?
It's funny you ask because I never really had the confidence to be a singer. And actually, I never considered myself to be a singer. And even when we started the Griswolds, I wasn't the singer.
Right.
We started the band and kind of had every intention of finding someone to sing the songs that we were writing.
Right.
But I would sing all the demos. And so when we had 13 demos, 15 demos, and were showing people, people were like, cool. Like no one even questioned it. And we told people, yeah, we're finding a singer. And they were like, no,
right.
you gotta sing these songs.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know if I can. And I guess I was just kind of thrown into it and had to just build the confidence to do it.
Some advice from a fan. Sing, baby, sing, all right? Just keep singing. Right?
Well, now I love it more than anything.
And now he's a beautiful little songbird.
I would sing, if I had that voice, I would sing with everything. If I'm ordering a burger and at McDonald's, I'll take the Big Mac. I would sing with everything, man. Everybody would hear me singing all the time. All right, so you're putting together all of these great singles that we're hearing. You're putting something together, an EP, an album or something?
Yeah, so I mean, it'll probably be an EP towards the end of this year and then an album sometime next year, I would say.
All right.
That's my guess at this point.
All right. And the States are going to lose you for a couple of months. You're going on tour. Am I crazy or are you leaving the States for a couple of months?
If the tour that I am planning would probably be in the States.
Okay. Oh, that's even better for us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I know people in the States.
Yes.
Yeah. Met a couple.
A good bunch of people here. Good eggs.
Right on. Right on. So the rest of the day in Laguna, what are we doing? Have you ever surfed?
Lucky's
a great surfer.
Lucky's a surfer. Well, you're from Australia. Everybody there, so you have to surf, right?
Yeah, we love surfing.
Fall down.
Very well.
Well, then you might want a kayak or paddleboard or something.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
let's get you hooked up today. Once again, we are live in studio with the Griswolds. I've got Chris and Lucky here. Brand new single out. It's called Nice to Meet You. We heard another single. You won't hear it till October 4th, though. It's called Somebody, and it sounded great here. I want to ask you a question about Beware the Dog, your big hit from a few years back. And it sounds really bright and sunny and uplifty party, but it's a deep, dark song, isn't it?
It's a darker song for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about like losing a friend to addiction. So.
Right. And can you, just for me personally, if you don't mind, what was it like to write that song? What was the thinking behind it?
I mean, it really just kind of fell out. All those lyrics just kind of happened so organically, and like, I mean, that was, sometimes songs take like 17 versions and 6 months to actually complete. That was one that was like on the day, kind of.
Right.
It just poured out, I guess, because the feelings were very real, and like, you know, it is a deep, dark song. So yeah, that was a very easy one to write in terms of how it was written.
Right.
But obviously the lyrics are harder, and they kind of hit to the old core.
They do. It's a sharp knife right to the heart. It really is.
And it's funny that a lot of people take it as a relationship breakup song.
Right.
And, you know, we'll yell it at shows and stuff like that. So it's, I think it's really cool that, you know, people take from it what they want.
Right.
I think it's fun as hell.
And still, musically, it sounds kind of party, man. It's a party.
Listening to that song.
Yeah, and that's what I find amazing is how you're able to take those lyrics that are so emotional and meaningful and dark, and then just it's a party.
The whole first album, interestingly enough, was kind of all. If you listen to the lyrics, all the songs are all really dark songs, but with these very upbeat, energetic songs. And I don't know if that was intentional going into the making of those songs, but this is how it worked out.
Right.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. How do our listeners, how do people across the world find you?
People can go to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Tinder, right. Grindr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gun to Grindr. Wait a minute. Wait.
Christian Mingle, J-Date. You'll find us everywhere.
I'm starting a dating site for older Americans. It's called carbondating.com.
That's good. That got me good.
Thank you. We are live in studio. If you missed any portion of this, I'll have it up on podcast a little bit later on this afternoon. Go to the KX93.5 website, drop down the Mornings with Ed podcast page. Griswold's live with us. And I got to be honest, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
it really was pleasure. Cool, man. When you come back, will you come back in?
We will absolutely come back.
Without a doubt.
We love you guys. We'll look forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.